It's time once again for Backyard and Beyond with LaVon Eblet. Today's show, as LaVon is here in studio with us, and today we're going to be talking about traveling. Good morning, LaVon.
Good morning to all. Welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And it was sort of interesting when I came and said, we're going to talk about travel. He said, well, no, that isn't quite what you said. What did you say to me?
And something about Backyard and Beyond. I said, well, that's back there.
Right. That's right. That's what you said. And I said, well, you know, that kind of defines the program where you talk about what's right here in our backyard. And then anything past backyard is beyond.
There you go.
Yeah. Because originally, when I started this program, there were some people who thought I was going to talk about landscaping every day. Well, guess what? That's not what we talk about every day. And some days, it's most days, we hope we have somebody else to visit with. But today, you just get me. And I wanted to talk a bit about travel. You know, thinking about it's pretty cold out there today. It is an Iowa winter day. If you weren't here and you could be anywhere else you wanted to be, where would that be? Mark, where would you be if you couldn't be here?
Somewhere warmer.
Yeah. Do you have a spot in mind?
Not specifically, no. I've never been to Hawaii yet, so I wouldn't mind going
there. All right, that would be a good spot. Yeah, all right. Well, Hawaii is one of the states, one of the top states to travel to. So I just kind of was checking out, you know, what are the states that most people visit, whether it's because it's warmer or because there's something of interest there. And that's, you know, one of the questions for you is, if you weren't here, is it because it's going to be different weather than we have here? Or is it going to be because you have relatives in another city or another state? Or is it just someplace you think would be really interesting? Are you a history buff and you see that there would be some historical sites to visit? You know, why would you want to visit somewhere else? And, of course, some of you are saying, I'm happy here. I don't want to visit anywhere else. So what are your choices? But if you could just, you know, don't think about all the plans to make and taking care of the dog or getting the livestock taken care of or how much it's going to cost. You know, you just don't have any of those concerns. Where would you like to travel to? Where would you like, what would you like to see? Well, if you want to think about what other people do, the most visited cities in the United States are, and some of these won't be a surprise to you at all, but Orlando is the top visited one. No question about why. That's where you go to Disney World. Next on the list is New York. And for some of us who like our country life, we're going, well, we're not going to New York. But you know what? I love to visit New York. Never want to live there. But there are so many things to see and do, not just in downtown, you know, the city, New York, but, of course, the Statue of Liberty, all of those other kinds of historical things related to the immigrants coming to the United States. Third on the list is Chicago. And, again, a lot of museums there. And it's on a lake, so there's lots of things to see and do in Chicago. Next on the list, again, this one won't be a surprise, although you might not say the name of the town. Anaheim is next on the list, and of course that's where Disneyland is located. Next on the list, Miami. Now, you know, as you make a list or as you're thinking about where you'd like to visit, I'm thinking, or at least in my mind, it's like, what have I heard about this city, about this state, about this country? What is I already know that makes me want to make a decision to go there? Well, Miami is not at the top of my list because I was there once for a short period of time and I hated the weather. Now, that's not really fair to Miami because there's a whole lot of other stuff going on there besides the weather. And it was there, you know, at a time when it was not good. But lots of things to see and do. So if you're thinking about a place, you kind of want to look around to see what else is in the area, not just what you've heard. Next on the list, I think no surprise, is Las Vegas. Lots of folks from all over the world have Las Vegas as one of their top places to visit. And next on the list, Atlanta. And that one sort of surprised me, I guess, because I don't know so much about Atlanta. Next on the list is Houston. And, of course, the whole space kind of thing is what draws people there. But, again, lots more there to see. Philadelphia is very high on the list for a lot of people from other countries. And on the top 10, San Diego is the next one on the list. And, of course, that's a favorite of mine. So when I'm talking about, well, what are you going to see? What's favorite kinds of things to see? One of the things I learned, this is back in history here, when I was with Extension and we took lots of cattle women trips all over the country. And one of the things that I think most of the people would agree with me is, you know, we'd pick out a place where, yeah, there was some kind of tourist attraction thing. But what we found most fun were the things that were not necessarily on the tourist list, but kind of the smaller things, meeting people, going to small businesses, and we all had stories to tell about the things that we see, that we saw and we did, that were not necessarily the big tourist attraction kinds of things. So those are the top cities, and does that relate to the top states? Well, sort of, yes and no. Going down the list there, California is the most visited state in the United States. And we're including, of course, Hawaii and Alaska in this, in the total United States. Next on the list, New York. So Florida is the third. That really relates to those top cities. Texas, then Hawaii, and then Washington. That one surprised me, probably because I've not really visited there and don't know enough about it. Next on the list I thought would be higher is Colorado, and then North Carolina, Virginia, Arizona, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, Ohio, Alaska. And it goes down from there. But again, as you think about those states, some of them have items that you are in the news, are tourism promoted kinds of things. You say, yeah, I'd like to go see that. Okay, so that's the top cities, the top states. What about the top countries in the world? Have you been on a trip outside of the United States? Is that a goal of yours? Or are you saying, nope, there's still plenty to see in the United States? Or maybe there's just plenty to see close to home. You know, sometimes we don't appreciate the things that are just close to home. Have you been to Hitchcock House, for instance? It's sort of getting off my travel thing, but, you know, that's one of those things that people from around the world come to see. We really all in Cass County should have visited Hitchcock House. And there are some other items we could name. Okay, back to the top countries visited by people from all over the world. This is not just by the people from the United States. France is number one. And likely because Paris is one of the cities that people want to visit. But France also has a nice coastline, has all the wineries, you know, lots of other things to see in France besides Paris. Next on the list, the United States. That's kind of good to know, I think, that people want to come and see what's happening here. Next on the list might surprise you, but again, think about people from all over the world. We're getting this list from all those people. Third on the list is China. And again, a huge country, a lot of different things to see in China. Next on the list, country I'd like to go to, have not been there, is Spain. And then Italy, a neighbor, and then Turkey. United Kingdom is next on the list. And I think if we were looking at cities in the world, probably London is, I don't have that list, cities in the world, but London I know is a point that a lot of people would like to visit. And then after that is Germany, and then Russia. And the last on this list is Malaysia. Probably not a country that's at the tip of your tongue to say, this is where I'd like to visit, but would be very, very interesting. And, of course, the list of, and I couldn't find this list, but there are countries who are now really promoting their tourism that you kind of go, what? For instance, Vietnam is becoming known as a great tourism spot. And Croatia is known for its bicycling. You know, there are countries that are really promoting this. Why? Well, the same reason we should promote some tourism. It brings money to the country. It brings employment to the country. And we can do the same thing close to home. the 10 safest, and I don't have this whole list, but if safety is an issue when you're thinking about traveling, well, the safest one in the world is New Zealand. Now, what does safety include? It's crime statistics, of course, but also looking at the actions of the government, the country's relationships with the world at large, the demographics, and a whole list of things were included when the list of safest was made. And the safest country that's listed is New Zealand. If you talk to people who've been there, they'll say it's also one of the most beautiful places to visit. Next on the list for safety is Denmark. And last question, how many countries are there in the world? Depends on who you ask and how. There are 193 countries that belong to the UN. There are 195 independent countries and 198 if you look at another list. So whether you're going to stay home in your armchair and read a book about another country, whether you're just happy at home, that is, you know, the happiest place, the heart, the home is where the heart is.